Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is going to be The Swineherd from Favourite Fables, yet again. There was once a prince who decided he would find himself a bride. He had his heart set on marrying the emperor's daughter, and so he sent two special gifts to win her love. In one casket was a rose blossom with a scent that was sweet enough to make you forget all your cares and sorrows. And in the other casket perched a little nightingale with a song that would make your heart sing. But when the emperor's daughter saw these treasures, she stamped her foot and sent them away. "What do I want with a silly flower and a brown bird?" she pouted. "I prefer jewels and toys." But the prince would not give up so easily, and dressed as a peasant, he went to the emperor and asked for work. "The only job I have is for a swineherd," replied the emperor. "You will find your lodgings with them." And so the prince was made imperial swineherd and given a horrid little room next to the pigsties in which to live. He worked busily all day, and soon he had made from clay a beautiful little cooking pot. If you held your finger in the steam, you could smell what everyone in the palace was cooking for their dinner, from the Lord Chancellor's roast beef right down to the scullery maid's thin gruel. The next day, the princess came by, and when she heard the magical musical pot, she sent her lady-in-waiting to ask what it would cost. What a shock! "The swineherd is asking for 10 kisses from your Royal Highness!" the maid gasped. The princess was outraged by this impertinence, but the more she thought of the pot, the more she wanted it, and so at last she gave in and gave the swineherd 10 kisses. The magic pot was a great success, but the swineherd did not stop there. He set to and made a singing rattle, and when he swung it around his head, it played the jolliest of waltzes and polkas. When the princess heard the rattle, she was determined to make it hers. But how dismayed she was to hear that this time the swineherd wanted 100 kisses. It is a terrible thing for the emperor's daughter to be seen kissing a swineherd, said the princess. But I must encourage a true artist, and so I shall do as he asked. From his window, the emperor could see a little crowd clustered in front of the pigsties. "What are the ladies-in-waiting up to now?" he said. "I will tiptoe behind them and find out." Softly, softly, he crept up into the pig yard, and there he saw his beloved daughter in the arms of the filthy swineherd. "What is the meaning of this?" he thundered, and fell about the swineherd with his slipper. "You are both banished from the palace," he said, and the poor princess and the disguised prince were locked outside of the gates.
"Now what is to become of me?" wailed the forlorn princess. "If I only had married that prince while I had the chance." Then the swineherd went behind the tree and changed out of his dirty clothes. When he next stepped before her, he was dressed as a fine prince, and the princess blushed and curtsied prettily in front of him. But the prince was not impressed. "You did not appreciate my gifts of the rose and the nightingale," he said sternly, "but you would kiss the swineherd for a silly musical pot." And so the prince returned to his own kingdom and left the princess with only a pot and a rattle for company. Okay, boys and girls, that is the end of the story. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you next time. Bye.